I'm Mike Rosh, an Australian correspondent based in Jerusalem, reporting for Sitrep Israel. Welcome to another episode of Sitrep Israel, an automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This Sitrep was generated on Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2026, at 15:26 Israel time, 12:26 UTC. Trump warns Iran to get smart as extended blockade looms. President Trump posted on Truth Social that Iran can't get their act together and better get smart soon, dismissing Tehran's latest proposal to discuss the Strait of Hormuz while shelving the nuclear issue. The Wall Street Journal reports Trump has instructed aides to prepare for an extended blockade of Iranian ports, a move that sent Brent crude to $114.37 per barrel. Trump told a White House state dinner that Iran is militarily defeated and claimed King Charles III agreed Iran cannot have a nuclear bomb. The diplomatic track remains frozen with no new negotiation channel visible. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said Iran's Karg Island terminal is nearing storage capacity, threatening permanent damage to production and costing Tehran $170 million daily. The Iranian rial hit a record low of 1.8 million to the dollar. The U.S. sanctioned 35 entities and individuals in Iran's hidden banking network as part of an economic wrath campaign, and CENTCOM reported that Iranian maritime trade is paralyzed. The UN says Hormuz traffic has nearly halted. Iran's UN ambassador asserted the country's full right to counter U.S. vessel seizures, and a senior Iranian MP said Tehran has not yet played its new cards. Across the regional picture in Lebanon, Hezbollah launched two rockets at the Upper Galilee. The IDF intercepted one. The other struck an open area with no injuries. The IDF called it another violation of the ceasefire understandings. Hezbollah issued two statements claiming attacks on IDF troops in Qantara, a rocket salvo targeting a gathering of soldiers, and two loitering gliders striking two Merkava tanks with confirmed hits. The IDF did not immediately confirm these claims. The IDF also intercepted a suspicious aerial target over southern Lebanon, where troops are deployed. It did not cross into Israeli territory. Sirens sounded in Avivim, warning of a suspected drone attack. On Monday, the IAF killed two Hezbollah operatives spotted by Givati Brigade troops south of the forward defense line. On Tuesday, the IDF struck Hezbollah infrastructure, including loaded rocket launchers and weapon depots north of the forward defense line, and killed three Hezbollah operatives planning an attack. An IDF soldier was lightly injured Tuesday when Hezbollah explosive drones detonated near troops. The Lebanese army reported that an officer and his brother were killed in an Israeli airstrike on Kibbutz Selm while traveling by motorcycle. IDF soldiers located and confiscated firearms, grenades, missiles, and military equipment belonging to Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Yemet News published exclusive footage from a captured Hezbollah camera showing children with guns, tunnels, and weapon caches. Hezbollah MP Hassan Fadlallah said the resistance will frustrate Israeli attempts to create a buffer zone in South Lebanon. In Gaza, the IDF and Shin Bet killed Ayad Ahmed Abdul Rahman Shambari, head of operations in Hamas's military intelligence, in an airstrike in the northern Gaza Strip on Tuesday. Shambari compiled operational situational assessments for Gaza, gathered intelligence on IDF troops, and helped plan the October 7th onslaught. Quds News Network reported that Israeli forces killed two Palestinian brothers collecting firewood in southern Gaza, and that over 210 children have been killed since the ceasefire began. IRNA claimed the Gaza death toll has reached 72,599. Prime Minister Netanyahu held a security discussion on preparations for the arrival of the global Sumud flotilla to Gaza. Defense Minister Israel Katz imposed economic sanctions on a Hamas fundraising campaign for the flotilla, calling it a cover for terrorism. In the West Bank, two attackers stabbed two IDF soldiers overnight during an operation in Silwad. The soldiers returned fire, killing one attacker and apprehending the other. Both soldiers were hospitalized. Israeli settler militias chased Palestinian shepherds near Sa'ir, stealing at least one bull. A Christian nun was assaulted by Israeli settlers in occupied Jerusalem in an incident described as religiously and racially motivated. On the multilateral track, the UAE's exit from OPEC, effective May 1st, continued to dominate analysis, with outlets framing it as a historic fracture driven by Gulf rivalries and the Hormuz crisis. the UAE will pursue an independent oil strategy, aiming for 5 million barrels per day by 2027. The EU is losing nearly 500 million euros, about $600 million, daily due to the war's impact on energy prices, with fears of a jet fuel shortage within weeks. European airlines face the biggest crisis since COVID, with jet fuel prices up 84% since the war began. US gasoline prices have risen 42% nationwide. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said the Iranians are humiliating the US by skillfully not negotiating, prompting Trump to accuse Merz of thinking it is acceptable for Iran to have a nuclear weapon. The UK is bracing for price rises and has prepared RAF Typhoons to keep Hormuz open. Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth is set to testify before Congress on the Iran war for the first time since hostilities began. The Israeli Security Cabinet will convene this evening for a discussion on the Iranian and Lebanese fronts. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic activity on the Lebanon front remains elevated but consistent with the past week. Daily Hezbollah drone and rocket attacks, IDF interceptions, and periodic airstrikes on Hezbollah infrastructure. The energy crisis is deepening as the blockade extends, with Brent crude climbing and European leaders warning of severe economic damage. The UAE's OPEC exit has shifted from a political shock to a structural reality reshaping global oil governance. On the information environment, the Trump administration is pushing a narrative of Iranian collapse, while Tehran counters with claims of resilience and hints at unplayed cards. European allies are increasingly vocal in their criticism, with Germany's Merz openly mocking US negotiating strategy, creating a transatlantic rift that Iran can exploit. Hezbollah's information arm continues to claim successful strikes on IDF armor, sustaining a narrative of resistance effectiveness. And the synthesis, the extended blockade represents a strategic bet by Trump that Iran's economy will break before the global economy does. The evidence this window suggests both sides are absorbing severe pain. The critical variable is whether European pressure on Washington to de-escalate will grow faster than Iranian economic desperation. The blockade is likely to persist through the May 8th to 12th War Authority vote in Iran, which will be the next inflection point. And now the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions, three indicators to watch. First, Central 1 SAR imagery of Karg Island Oil Terminal. Next pass, April 30th at 0300 UTC to verify U.S. Treasury claims of storage nearing capacity by comparing tanker density against baseline. Second, Flight Radar 24 tracking of Mahan Air Flight IR-1149, the Mehrabad to Karachi pair, to confirm timing of the ICRC chief's departure from Tehran after meeting with Foreign Minister Araghchi. Third, Maksar tasking over Qantara at coordinates 33.27 north, 35.52 east, to assess battle damage from claimed Hezbollah loitering glider strikes on Merkava tanks and IDF rocket launcher strikes north of the forward defense line. Looking at predictions through the status quo lens, the Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 2nd, with no resumption of direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange, though Hezbollah-Israel skirmishes will continue at current tempo. Brent crude will trade between $112 and $118 through May 1st, as markets price in the extended blockade. With no diplomatic breakthrough, the Israeli Security Cabinet meeting tonight will not announce a major change in rules of engagement on the Lebanon front, maintaining the current posture of targeted strikes and interceptions. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, Hezbollah will launch a coordinated barrage of 10 or more rockets at northern Israel within 48 hours, triggering IDF artillery response and a temporary suspension of ceasefire monitoring with low confidence. The EU will announce an emergency energy package within 72 hours that includes price caps or strategic reserve releases, escalating transatlantic tensions over blockade policy with low confidence. Iran will conduct a live-fire naval exercise in the Gulf of Oman within 48 hours, demonstrating capability to threaten shipping beyond Hormuz and escalating maritime risk with low confidence. That concludes this sitrep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitreps. This is Mike Rush, signing off from Jerusalem.